been a few weeks since we were learning Sichas Aran, because before Pesach we learned two Torahs from Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson to prepare for Yontiv. We were talking, we were learning Sichas Aran, a few of those Oseas, Chav Hei, Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, Chav Tes, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, and Lamed, with the side of the earlier of these Oseas, is the Inyan of Cheshek and Rotzen. The Inyan of Cheshek and Rotzen. Rabbi Nachman, we saw especially by Chavav and Chav Zayin, which I said we would go back and learn from these pages that were just handed out now. These are from Reb Sadik in Lublin. Many of Reb Sadik's Torahs are an explanation and an expansion of teachings of Rabbi Nachman. You know that Reb Sadik was a very big baki in Palatar Kula, in all of Torah. But we know that he was very, very connected to the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman. We even have Meir Mekaymis that Reb Sadik wrote on the Sefer Midas of Rabbi Nachman, which is very, very unusual. And I felt it was important that before we move on to Ois Lamed Aleph, Lamed, as you recall, was the Inyan of Rabbi Nachman, as Rabbi Nachman was very critical of those who find the need for chumras and who are engaging all types of chumras beyond the requirements of Shulchan Aruch. You saw that in the context of Pesach. Rabbi Nachman was very much against that, and particularly when it came to personal hygiene, people who are not davening bezman, people who are not able to stay in shul, constantly worried about about the Beis HaKiseh and personal hygiene. Rabbi Nachman was very, very much opposed to this whole, what he felt was a shigon. He called it a shigon, an insanity. And all of it comes back to the yisoid that we've been learning over these oases, which is that the ikkar that a person has in this world is his rotzen, his desire to carry out Hashem's will, his shtaik, of course, a longing to do what's right. And there are certain times, there are things in life that prevent that from happening. But the lamaisa of what a person does in his life is not up to us. That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say this all the time, and Rabbi Nachman is over and over, and he would say this to the Chassidim over we saw. He was very strong with this idea that the ikar is cheshek and rotzen. And it's important that we see just a little bit from the Divrei Sofrim for Reb Tzadik HaKohen, how Reb Tzadik explains, without bringing Rabbi Nachman's name, but there are so many things here in Reb Tzadik that are clearly biurim in Rabbi Nachman's tires. Of course, Reb Tzadik lived much later. Reb Tzadik was nifter in 1900. In hundreds of places in Reb Tzadik's writings, we find this yesod. But look in the Divrei Sofrim. You have two pages. On the left-hand side, it's Ois Chaf Aleph in Divrei Sofrim. Ikas chus histadlus adam ba'olam hazeh. The ikas chus histadlus that a person has in this world, who rak acheshek sheyesh loy la'aseis v'tzon yisborach. The main schus that a person has, and the real histadlus, where the person is able to make his own personal impact more than anything else, is in the cheshek, the rotzen, the desire that he has to do Hashem's will. Aval gemar ha-maisa, huma Hashem's baruch. How something actually comes out, what happens with that maisa, with that rotzen, that's really left completely up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Reb Sadik says that the ikar histadlus adam ba'olam hazeh is a cheshek and rotzen, so a person thinks, I could do that, that's pretty easy. The main problem that we have is with getting stuff done. That's a very, very big mistake. We have much less difficulty getting things done than having a cheshek and a rotzen to do the rotzen of Hashem. It's much easier to do something than to be filled with a cheshek and a rotzen. We know ourselves that when it comes, let's say, to doing a mitzvah, it's much easier for us to do a mitzvah than to anticipate the mitzvah, than to think about it. It's easier for us It's easier to sit in the sukkah and to shok lalulav than to daven. Davening, the whole meaning of davening is cheshek and ratzon. Cheshek and ratzon means that a person has to be in a certain state of mind. He has to be real. It's very hard as far as the lulav is concerned, even though mitzvah sichas kavana. But a person only needs a minimal amount of effort to shake a lulav and to sit in the sukkah. And even those mitzvahs that require more of an effort, we see that people generally find it much easier than having kavana by davening, having any kind of a cheshek or rasan to do a mitzvah. The Gemara Ma'is is really Hashem. K'mo shenamar, as it says in Pasuk, Gam kol ma'aseinu pa'alta lanu. It's a very strong pasuk. The Navi says, kol ma'aseinu pa'alta lanu. All that we do, and we take credit for what we do, is really pa'alta lanu. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is enabling us to carry those things out. Uma Hashem lekecha shel mi'imach ki im lira. It's a very strong pasuk in Chumash. Ma Hashem lekecha shel mi'imach. What is Hashem demanding of each and every one of us? What's he asking from each and every one of us? As far as carrying out the Lamaisa, Rabbi Shalom says, the Lamaisa, I'll take care with you with the Lamaisa. But Ma Hashem lekecha shoyel mi'imach? What is it that Hashem asks from each and every one of us? Ki im lira. Yira. Yira is Hashem. Yira is Hashem is something which is hidden from the eyes of everybody else. Shehu b'lev, Reb Tzadik says. That's in a person's heart. K'may she'omer b'yom, as it says in the Gemara, apostle g'lev a'ayim. There are many people, the Gemara says over there, that they're able to appear to be avdei Hashem, but the truth is, v'lev a'ayim, that their heart is not in it at all. The heart is not there. And that's the ikkar. The ikkar is the cheshek and the ratzon. The Tzad is not suggesting, God forbid, that one needn't worry about carrying out the lamaisa. Of course not. But one should know that that's what the Navi means. Gam kol ma'aseinu pa'alta lanu. How the ma'aseh gets done is really very little much of our own personal input. It's the cheshek and the ratzon to do Hashem's will. That's what it means. Ki im lira. Yiras Hashem. Aval ha-ma'isim hu b'chlal ha-kol b'dei shamayim. As far as our actions are concerned, that's ha-kol b'dei shamayim. That's b'dei shamayim. That's in Hashem's hands. Va'afilu chishev la'aseis mitzvah v'nenas. And if a person wants to do a mitzvah, and he was thinking of doing a mitzvah, v'nenas, and something came up, v'loy asa, and he wasn't able to carry out the mitzvah, then ma'ala olav ha-kosuv ka'asa. Then we know, the Chazal tell us, that it's considered as if he did it. K'may she'amru. As Chazal say in the Gemara. Why is that? Why is it this din, that chishav la'aseis mitzvah v'nenas v'li'asa ma'ala olav ha-kosuv ka'asa? Were there even views in halacha that it's mamish ka'asa? There's a whole discussion in the Chalkas Yoiv and other svarim about what does it mean. What does it mean, ma'alo v'kosov ki'ilu? What does it mean, ki'asa, as if he did it, in terms of halacha? Does that pater him up then when the oinus goes away, right? If the oinus was there, now the oinus disappears. Is he still chayiv? Do we say that ki'asa means that he mamish did it, or it's even a ki'ilu? But benkach u'benkach, why is that? So Tzadik explains, l'fi shehu ase eshaloi v'machshavtei v'cheshko. Because really, through that man's chishev lasis mitzvah, through his rotzen, through his cheshek, he did what a human being is capable of doing. Because anyway, the ma'aseh is not our ma'aseh. What is a person's domain are his thoughts, his feelings, his rotzen, and his cheshek. That's what's in a person's tchum. That's what's in the tchum of a human being, the cheshek and the rotzen. Rabusa, da'afilu, da'salka da'ich, da'loi ma'hani ma'chshavti ritzayna, ela kesha'ala b'yodah b'parl, it's a chiddush that the machshava itself is kilu he did it even when it's not eventually being mitzdarf to the ma'isa. But the fact is that the person had that cheshkin, he had that rotzen. That's already. That's really what's within the rishus of human being. Va'amru, and the Gemara says, I say dvarim l'shem pa'olam. Do things, do the mitzvahs, do everything l'shem pa'olam. What does that mean? Kari b'zel Hashem is baruch pa'olam. Ayin shom b'harosh v'haran. Much of the discussion of how we define Torah Lishma revolves around this Ran and this Rosh. But the simple pshat, as the Ran says over there in the Dorm, it's brought down in footnote 55, I say the Varm L'Shem Pa'olam, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shepa'olam B'tziva Aleihem. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is carrying this act out. It's like he's holding your hand and helping you and carrying he's carrying this out l'maisa with you. What's your investment into this maisa? Your investment is that intention of what? Of asay dvarm l'shem po'olam. The Ran says l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shepo'olam. L'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's poil this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that carries it out. What's your chelik in this ma'isa? Your chelik in the ma'isa is that kavana, that cheshek. If I say dvaram l'shem pa'olam, l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu pa'olam etziv aleim. Avol kavana ki Hashem Baruch Hu ha'poil be'emes. We're back inside. Avol kavana ki Hashem Baruch Hu ha'poil be'emes. Hashem is the one who's ha'poil be'emes. He's truthfully the one who's carrying it out. A person wouldn't be able to lift a hand in a wouldn't be able to breathe, is not able to move, let alone to sit in the sukkah to blow a shofar, is not able to do anything. Hashem is Baruch Hu HaPoel Be'emes. Ve'ein la'adam ela harotzen, v'karach ha'bechira shalom. If all a person really has in his life is his rotzen and his bechira, his choice, his karach ha'bechira. Shuhu boicher v'chofetz b'maisei zu. That he has made the decision, that he wants this. He's boicher v'chofetz b'maisei zu. Ba'al kain, therefore, he'ikir li'ois oisa l'shma. That's why it's so important that we should do everything l'shem Hashem. All of our mitzvahs, we should have that intention, we should have that thought, and we should try to be ma'ira, a cheshik, and a rotzen to do the rotzen Hashem. She'iyah kavanosu u'machshavtai l'shem shamayim. That a person's intentions and his thoughts should be l'shem shamayim. Which the nature of a person is to think that the machshavas are not really anything. What's machshavas? People have the opposite way of looking. They think that if I do something, whatever I do, that's mine. That's really mine. That's something which is really my accomplishment. But as far as machshavas and ratzon, a person doesn't usually pay that much attention to machshavas and to ratzon. He doesn't think of that as being so important. Rav Tzadik is saying, really, on a deeper level, it's the opposite. As far as the lemaisa is concerned, the lemaisa is the ikus hakadosh baruch hu is pile. The ikus hakadosh baruch hu. Tam kol ma'aseinu pa'alta lanu. A human being's entire world consists of cheshek and ratzon. That's really who he is. His cheshek and his ratzon. His bechira. Therefore, unlike what people think, that the main thing is just doing something and not thinking about it. Again, it doesn't mean chalila, the person should ignore, God forbid, to do something what he's supposed to do. But that way of looking at things, that my machshavas and my kavanas are not really so important, they don't really count, that's a terrible mistake. It's the ikar of a human being. It's his bechira. Dem oisa maisa galemes is if a person does an empty act, meaning if he does something without any thought, without any feeling, without any intention, a maisa galemes. It's called a maisa galemes. It's like a golem, it's like a robot. So he does something which is a maisa galemes. Stop. Ma biyodo. What does he have? Klum. Really klum. Ma biyodo. What does he have? What did he do? That he actually sat in the sukkah? That he did that? That Mr. Baruch Shalom took him and put him in the sukkah? Ma biyodo's klum. Shehamaisim Hashem Esbroch. Since the maise is Hashem. V'hu ha'poil. Those who have learned the teachings of Reb Tzadik's Rebbe, the Ishbitzer, know that as far as one's actions in this world Bechira is really very, very limited. And even what we would call limited, even what we call limited by the Ishbitza is less than we see as being limited. Not to say that there's nothing at all, but it's not what we think it is, as far as our actions are concerned. The ikkah is the cheshek and the rotzen of a person. That's the ikkah. Mikol gmilus chasodim shel Avraham Avinu. Now, Tzaddik says an astonishing thing. It's really, when the Torah tells us about Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu is the shayish of who we are, when the Torah tells us about Avraham Avinu, all the Torah really talks about are the chasodim that he did, his acts of kindness. That's what the Torah is interested in giving over to us, his chasodim. There are other things too, but the ikir are the chasodim of Avraham Avinu. Umikol gmilus chasodim, Rabbi Tzaddik says, umikol gmilus chasodim shel Avraham Avinu, and from all of Avraham Avinu's gmilus chasodim, and the whole thing the Torah goes into in Parshas Vayeir, v'achnosis orchim shel, that the Torah brings down the whole ma'isa of the achnosis orchim of welcoming the guests. Leiniske b'Torah l'shevach elamasha osel l'malachim. The first story of Gemilas Chasadim in the Torah, which is Avraham Avinu taking care of the three visitors, that first story, which is the Sharish of all Gemilas Chasadim, because it's the beginning, is dealing with Malachim, who, as far as the Lamais is concerned, didn't need anything at all. They're not lacking anything at all. But when we look at that in the Chumash, it seems to us that we have three people that are coming, three schleppers, and that Avraham Avinu is making a whole spread for them, and he's running around doing this and doing that. And Absadik says the truth is, what does the Torah choose to praise him for? From the whole long life of Avraham Avinu, where there were thousands and thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of acts of kindness. The Hachnas Zorchim, the chesed of Avraham Avinu, was a Hachnas Zorchim that was totally unnecessary. Had no reality, had no bearing upon the reality of this world, because these are malachim, we don't eat. So why is that? So Tzaddik's explaining, why did the Torah do such a thing? The Torah could have taken any of the tens of thousands of wonderful things that Avraham Avinu did with the regular orchim. That he gave them a good meal and they ate, and the chalta was savat and was good. So the ma'isev of Hachnasas orchim that the Torah gives is the ma'isev of the malachim, who b'chlal don't need it. Shlahoye b'zeh shum ma'isev shubnil chasodim. Hal emes klal. The truth is that from the standpoint of reality, empirically speaking, nothing happened. He didn't do anything. He was tumulting with this, with the kitchen, with the sarah, running back and forth, the lamaisa. Nothing came of it. That's the chesed. Not only is that the chesed, that's the avi avis of all chasadim. The root of all of our chasadim is a maisa that was meaningless. Because the ma'isa, that's what the Kohen is telling us, to show us that the lema'isa itself, the emes, the lema'isa, is not what it's all about. Because the ma'isa is like that. That's what the Navi says. Kam kol ma'aseinu pa'al talan. The lema'isa. What a person has in this world is the cheshek and the rotzen that Avraham Avinu was running back and forth, vayaretz l'kosim. That's that cheshek and that rotzen of Avraham Avinu coming back and forth and going and the tzarim and getting the food and yeshanu tachas eitz and making them comfortable and everything. As far as what he was pile nothing at all. He wasn't pile anything. They're angels. Nobody felt better over here from what Avraham Avinu did. Nobody had a full stomach. Nobody had a nap. Garnished. That's the avi avis of all the chassadim in the universe. So the Kohen says, why? Why did Rabbi Yishlam make it? That's the chesed that the Torah brings down is the shirish of all chasadim. Shalahay b'zeh shum ma'isa shal gemilas chasadim ala emes klal. Shehim lo hutzachul calls a klal. Because malachim don't need to have lunch. They didn't need anything. Rak l'chvoidai huchul chulias ka'oichlam. They only mechabed him and they made like they were eating. As Chazal tells in the Mefarsh. It's a kovet avram avinu, they made like they were eating. But nothing happened. So all we have at the end of this ma'ase is nobody with a full stomach. All we have is one thing, the rotzen of Avraham Avinu to help a couple of schleppers. The rotzen of Avraham Avinu. And that's the binyan of all chasadim, of everything that you and I do in the world. That the lemaise of something, could be not. That's not the ikkar. You try to do the best you can. It's that trying to do what you can. That trying, that's really the chelik that a person has in this world. This teaches us. Because the ikkar of all of the things that we do, bishtadlis, and all the shtadlis that we make, va'avaydis ha'adam, and all the avayd of a person in this world, really says, she's a ikkar mikol ha'maisim bishtadlis, avaydis ha'adam, she'lo lashgiach ha'gemar maisim. Not to worry about the gemar, not to worry means lo lashgiach, means not lashgiach, not to pay attention. That's not the ikkar. The ikkar is, only the Baruch Shalom knows how much you wanted to do that, and how badly you tried to get that done. We don't know that. That's something that's hidden from us as far as the lemaisa of it, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who's poiled. That's hidden from us. This way, all that we can do is have a cheshek and a rotzen and to be boich b'toiv. And that bechir is what a person is. Therefore, you find Chazal say such things. That when a person is learning the Torah of Karbonis, a person is davening with Cheshik and Ratzin to see a Beis HaMikdash, to be able to bring Karbonis, when a person is learning, he's filled with that Cheshik and that Ratzin that there should be a Beis HaMikdash. When he's learning the Torah of Karbonis. So the Gemara says, Ki ilu hikriv. It's as if he brought the karbanas. It's not stam, like a consolation prize. You're a good boy. It's ki'ilu. Be'emes, that's what a person has. Ayideh cheshek sheyesh lo b'limud. When a person learns this subject, when a person learns this subject of kodshim, of karbanas, and he learns it with cheshek and with rotzen, that's what he has in this world. That he can't bring a carbon because there's no Beis HaMikdash. That really is the tofel. So the ikkar exists despite the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, we want very badly that we should be able to carry it out and to see it. We want to see it. Even though it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's problem, we want to see it. But as far as the ikkar, we have the ikkar now even without the Beis HaMikdash. We have the ikkar, because the ikkar is the cheshek and the rotzen. The problem is that in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, our cheshek and our rotzen is like a horrible low ebb. That's the problem. That's the real problem. If the Beis HaMikdash would be here, it would be easier for us to have that cheshek and rotzen to go and to be involved. But as far as how Hashem Yisbarach looks at things now, a person who has a cheshek and rotzen, and is learning these things, and is filled with a longing to see the Shechina return to Yerushalayim, and to see the Beis HaMikdash, and to be able to bring the Karbanos. That's the ikkar. Ha'idei ha'cheshek sheyesh lo b'limud. Mos ha'yov ha'liyod ha'vikai menu. That cheshek that a person has, if only I would be zeichet to actually bring a carbon.
Zo ikka halimud fa'esik b'tayra,
which is the ikka halimud, and the esik of tayra is amanas la'aseis. In all that we learn, it should be with that cheshik that one day we'll be able to live that way, we'll be able to carry it out. Malzeh ne'emar, and regarding this, David HaMelech said, L'cha Hashem HaChesed, Hashem is so kind to us. This is brought down from the Baal Shem HaKadosh and other tzaddikim. L'cha Hashem HaChesed. So David HaMelech says, what's the kindness of Hashem? Ki'atas Sishalim Le'ish Kima'asayu. This is a gewaldige chesed of Hashem. That when you and I do something that's good, Hashem rewards us Kima'asayu, as if we actually did it, even though we didn't do it at all. Like the tzaddikim said, if you mentioned over the years, like when you have a little child, a little 3-year-old or 4-year-old, that comes to help his father with something heavy, to move a heavy bench in the backyard or something. So he tells this, you help me, you come, you're going to help me. You know, children love that very much, because a child is in a very, very unspoiled place of cheshek and ratzon. Children are chefs of cheshek and ratzon, and they want to do something. So you say to the son, I need you to come. You're going to help me. So this little 3-year-old puts his hand on the edge of this 50-pound, 60-pound bench, and the father is really lifting up, and the little boy is standing there, lifting it, and the father says, "Hey, Yankel, boy, Yankel, I wouldn't have been able to do this without you." And he comes in, and tells his mother, "You wouldn't believe what Yankel carried." And he, Yankel, is so the joke here is that the same way that the father looks at Yankel, the Baruch Shalom is Yosha B'Shamayim Yitzchak, that the Baruch Shalom is looking at his father, and the Baruch Shalom says to the Malachim, "Gee, look at him, he's carrying the 50-pound bench." Not the kid, on the father. And the Hashem says to the Malachim, "Look at my Moshe, he's good. My barrel, who? Get that here. When we do a mitzvah, he, after the Shalom Yishkema, I say you." He says to the Malachim, Chazu, Bonai, look at the putting on tefillin, a person wouldn't be able to lift his hand. All the person has is at least the minimal desire to put on the tefillin, and then the Baruch Shalom gives him the kaiches, and helps him, and takes the hand mamish, and like that. No different than what we do with a little child. And you give all of the credit to the child. You did it, you give all of the credit to the child. Like when you're learning something with a kid, you're telling him, say Asher Shavisach. So he says, what? Asher Shavisach. 100 times Asher. He say Asher. He goes, Asher. Good. What's so good? He didn't do anything. He said the whole thing for him. Say Yoshve. He goes, what? Yoshve. And he says it with you. Yoshve. Good. The child wasn't pile anything. But the father mamish put the words in his mouth. What's the chesed of the parent? The chesed of the parent or the chesed of the teacher is to give the child that feeling that it's kima'aseh. That he mamish did this whole thing, he was part of this whole thing. That increases the cheshek in the rats. But as if he was part of this entire thing. So that's what Dodo Melech said. L'cho Hashem HaChesed. You know Hashem is Baruch so kind to us. Ki atas shalom ki'ish li'ish kima'aseh. The Baruch Shalom gives us reward for the good things that we do. Even though, at best, it's a misayeya, like, you know, holding on a little bit to the table. At best. But the Baruch Shalom gives us points and considers it as if we mamish did this thing. Ki atas hasham l'ish k'maseya. Shezel Hashem's b'ch b'roi v'achma, Rav Tzadik says. That's because of Hashem's great love. The noisin schar gam ba'ad ma'ase levad, ki'ilu adam ha'poyel. That Hashem rewards ki'ilu the person did it himself. Sof kosof, the person had a cheshek, and the little boy had a cheshek to come and to do something to help his father. The cheshek is the ikke, the ratzon is the ikke. The little boy can't carry the bench, but the cheshek, the ratzon is the ikke. That's what makes the child into a special child, and the chashuv child is the ikke. The cheshek, the ratzon to help, to carry something, that's the cheshek, that's the ratzon. What he actually carried? No, he didn't carry. It looked like he was carrying it, if someone would have taken a picture, then you would have thought
you know, that he was carrying, like they used to have. And remember, there was a in high school, there was this one guy that all he wanted to do was to be able to dunk the basket, you know, to be able to dunk the. He couldn't. He was never within 3 feet of the basket. He always talking. I wanted. And he used to. So they took a picture for the yearbook or something. They took a picture. There was this tall guy in the class. Mitch. He was over 6 feet. He's like 6'4", 6'5". So this other guy got on his shoulders, and they took a picture just of him, like by the basket, you know, dunking in the basket. So he was able to dunk the basketball in the basket. But if the picture goes a few inches down, you see he's sitting on Mitch's shoulders. The guy, he isn't nothing. He made a whole face like he was, you know, dunking him. That's kima asay. It's gone. There's nothing.
According to the view in Halacha, it's a very, very big discussion in many places in the Gemara. According to the view that holds that one can fulfill a mitzvah even if he doesn't have the kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, if he physically does the act without any kavana, the Gemara says that even if somebody forced him to eat a piece of matzah, in other words, not only did he didn't have kavana, but there was a kavana negdis. Seems as if even though he didn't want to eat the matzah, and somebody stuffed the matzah down his throat. Well, the divrei hakol, that's a machlokes with mitzvah sichus kavana and other things. And kavana negdis, kavana can negdis be paskin, doesn't work. But l'divrei hakol, but everybody holds. Ha'ayim eselazu l'tztaka b'shvil sheyichye b'ni, harayz etzadik gomer. Even though the person says, I'm giving this tzedakah al manas, so that my son will live. So there's a very, very big ulterior motive. So this brings into question, what is exactly the cheshek and the rotzen of this guy to do a mitzvah, to give tzedakah? You would look at this and say, the guy doesn't want to do any mitzvah. He's not interested in tzedakah. He's interested in one thing, which is saving his son's life. That's fine. But as far as the union of tzedakah is concerned, and the Gemara goes out of its way to say, because we would think not like this, so the Gemara doesn't only say that it's a mitzvah, the Gemara says, hey, it's tzedakah gomer. In other words, the Gemara says 100%. Tzadik gomer. After lahanos atzmoy miskarve, even though when we look at this, it seems to be completely for his own sake, because he wants his kid to live. So how could it be that the Gemara says that the guy that does this, that he gives tzedakah for his kid to live, that he's a tzadik? How could it be? The Gemara, we learn over there in the Gemara, that called the daita le mitzvah havile kavana hamayila gam lamadar me mitzvah sichas kavana v'sagi b'hachli esadah gam. The Gemara says that even though the father said such a thing, that it should be that my son should live, but in Pnimius and Pnimius, he's happy that another Jew should get some stock. And even if his son, God forbid, would die, he wouldn't retract. He wouldn't want the money back. That's what the Gemara says. Pierce Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara explains in Rosh Hashanah, Duhu Rak Bi Yisrael, that this musig, this concept, can only work by a Jew. Ayin Shem Rashi, why does it only work by a Jew? Because Sheliban L'Shamayim. Because regardless of what the guy said, his heart is in the right place. Really, he said it because he's worried about his kid. So he wants a hechatimsa to help his kid. So he said, I'll give tzedakah sheyichye b'ni. But if his child dies,
he wouldn't retract, and he wouldn't yell at Hashem, and he wouldn't be bayit in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because his son died, and say, I finished, and I don't want to do any mitzvahs, and give me back my money. He wouldn't do that. A Jew wouldn't do that. Why? Because leaving the Shemayim. On a deeper level, according to the Mandaram, the Mitzvah Saint Sichas Kavan, either he's standing there stuffing a piece of matzah into the guy's mouth. He's Yaitzeh. Why? It is Liba L'Shamayim. Because in his heart, in that place that even he is so far removed from, that he can't see, he has Epis Aratzin and a Cheshek to do the will of God. Even though he seems to be fighting against it, and he says, I don't want to have any matzah. And they push it down his throat, according to that view, he's Yaitzeh. How could that be? The mice itself was absurd. It says, it seems as absurd as what happened with the angels in Avraham Avinu. What kind of mice is this? What kind of mice? It's a mice that kaif ba'alma, like a monkey. That the matzah was stuffed down his throat. So what's the mice here? The mice was that he was forced to do something? That's not a mice. So according to the view that says, Mitzvah Saint Sichas Kavana, how could you be yaitzeh such a thing? But the Teretz is, because libo shi yisrael l'shamayim. Because there is a minimal cheshik and eratzin. You'll never find this, something I've spoken many times, and I've had these conversations with people. Sometimes, I remember one in particular when I was a kid, that a friend of mine had an uncle. We used to go up to the bicycle, and he was a very wealthy guy, and he had in his driveway a very good basket. So we used to go there to play basketball, and this uncle in Europe had gone to Yeshivas Chachme Lublin. You know, that was very hard just to get in there. You know that. Chachme Lublin. The sharpest minds in all the Luyusha heads in Europe. That was to get into Chachme Lublin. Now this guy, this uncle, had become, after the war, he went through Gehenim for 5 years. After the war, he became Michal Shabbos. He learned Chachme Lublin. And he would ask us what we were learning. He didn't have a yarmulke on. He would ask us what we were learning. And he put his hand on his head. And he asked what we were learning. He'd say, we're learning whatever, where we're up to in Bavnitsia, where we're up to in Ksubas, whatever it was. And he starts right away by heart, rattling off the whole thing. It was 40 years, 50. Then he starts saying the whole thing, places like this, starts talking like that, and he says to both of us, yeah, you both are Nazis, don't know anything. Don't know anything, he's got his hand on his head like this. So this was like all the time. He was asking us, he would always ask, what are you learning? And then he would talk about the Shashiva and the memories that he had. He'd always keep his hand like that. And talking about the Shashiva. But the guy's mamish and oichel nevelis and shayfis. Didn't even have a kosher house. I once asked him. He was a very, very, very nice guy. He's not alive anymore. I once asked him. His name in America. His name was Murray. I asked him, Murray, do you ever have charata for all those years you spent learning? He put in. All the young years of his life, before the Holocaust, he was learning. Do you ever regret that? And he looked at me like I was a lunatic. He said to me, the way he said it, he said, we're standing in the driveway talking. He says to me, Maisha, those were the best years of my life. So where am I going to go with that conversation? Like, where do you take that afterwards? Those are the best years of your life. So of course, as a kid, I wasn't going to say, So let's get back on the program. You know, put your yarmulke on. Let's cash at the house, and let's continue where you left off before Hitler. Let's go. I wasn't going to go there, but the way he said it, those are the best years of my life. You'll never ever meet a Jew who has charata over the mitzvahs that he did. Averus? Everybody in this room, we have charata over our averus. Mitzvahs? You'll never meet a Jew that'll have charata over his mitzvahs. Even though you're asking me not from, that means you spent 18 years sitting over those old books. You could have been out, you know, doing stuff. You could have been having a good time. He looked like I was crazy. He said, those are the best years of my life. We are locked up in a room someplace with cobwebs growing all over the place.
sitting up late at night with the tshuvas of Kiva Egel, those are the best years of your life. It wasn't even a kash. It looked like I was crazy. You'll never meet a Jew that has charata over the good that he did. Why is that? Over the bad, at least. Filled with charata. Not over the good. The Teretz says, because the cheshik and the rotsin of a Jew, the heart of a Jew, is liban l'shamayim. So even if this, and so even this guy says that he's giving tzedakah, sheyich yibni, if a guy says that, that's what the Gemara makes the chiluk in Rosh Hashanah. The guy says that he means mamish just for the kid. And if the kid dies, give me back my money. It was never a maisa mitzvah be'emes. It was a chetimsa to help his kid. That's their whole religion. Which is the hechetimsa, to keep the gods from getting angry. But a yid is liba l'shamayim. That's the Gemara says. Therefore, even a guy that doesn't want to eat the matzah, he says, leave me alone, I don't want to eat the matzah, and he stuff it down his throat, according to that man Dama, he's yoytz the mitzvah derais of achilas matzah. That's the here's Rosh Hashanah, the Hurak B'Yisrael, Ayin Shon Rashi. Mark is Liban L'Shamayim. Liban L'Shamayim. Which Rashi explains over there. That you see by a Jew that if that boy dies, even though he gave tzedakah, the boy dies, so the father doesn't, Rashi explains over there, the father doesn't have kindness against Hashem. And he doesn't blame Hashem, he blames himself because of his own aveirus. That's why my son died. Not that Hashem let me down. Because of my aveirus. That's only by Yid such a thing. V'hu al-derech shekosef Rambam, and this is the famous Rambam that I'm sure everybody here has heard many times, in Hilchos Gerushin, the Tam Kofen Ad Sheyomi writes Ani, that you force the guy to give a get. We don't do that now, but midaraisi, you could force the guy. The Beis Din has determined that this guy should give a get to his wife, and the guy says, I don't want to. Now you know that the get has to be given by a person's own free will. It has to be given because he wants to give a get. So this guy, you ask him, do you want to give a get? And he says, no. But the halach is that he should give a get. So the din is, midaraisa kaifin ad shiyomei reitza ani. You force the guy till he says, I want to give a get. Till he says the magic words, I want to give a get. Even though he says, I don't want to give a get. And one of the dayanim takes out from under his kapot, he pulls out a gun. He says, you sure you don't want to give a get? And he says, no, I want to give a get. Good. Right. He puts it back. And let's continue then with the get. So what does that mean? Ad sheyomer writes ani. So the Rambam teaches us. The memake leiv kol echad. There's not the exact words of the Rambam, the exact words are in footnote 57. But Reb Tzadik explains what the Rambam is telling us, because b'mamake leiv kol echad writes l'shmai d'vichachamim. Because really, there is a cheshik and a ratzon that's in this person's heart. Rak hasor shebi'isim akiv, but all the stuff is blocking. Like when you don't feel like doing a favor for somebody, and they asked you for a favor, you don't feel like doing it, but then you didn't have a brayrus, whatever it is, you have to go do the favor. But afterwards, you feel like $1 million. It's a funny thing. You're not angry afterwards. You're not upset afterwards. Even though to begin with, you didn't want to do it. Why didn't you want to do it? The Teretz is because there's a sar shabis. It's an Irish guy. Because of the goof. The goof doesn't want. The goof wants to sit and to do nothing. But the lave, the heart of a Jew, that's why after you did this thing, even though you didn't want to do it, but after you do this good thing, you feel good. You feel good. Again, you don't say it was a waste of time. You feel good. Like a soul should be some akiv. There's something artificial that's in the way of us doing what we really want to do. So this guy has a mishagas that he doesn't want to give his wife a get. It's a mishagas. He's supposed to give her a get. The Chacham said you have to give her a get because of whatever's going on in their lives. You have to give her a get. It's a mishagas. So kaifanoi sa'ad shiyomi reitzani. And the get is a get kosher. That's what the Rambam explains. And not only that, the Gemara there says, we beat the guy up. Till finally he screams, okay, I want to give a get. What did the patch accomplish when you gave the guy, when you worked him over? What did that accomplish? Mishahuka v'toshash kayach Yitzray. It weakened the hold of the Yetzirah over the guy. He gave him a clap. It weakened the hold of the Yetzirah. Ad sha'ayme v'peh gam kein writes ani, and till he says the words, writes ani. The Rambam is very famous, it's kedai to look it over. Look at footnote 57. The Rambam in the second parak in Gerushin says, Misha had din na'isa shekhovenos lagarishi. So when the din is that a guy, that we have to make this guy give his wife a get, the lawyer writes a lagarish, he doesn't want to divorce his wife. Bezdin she yisrael b'chol mokum b'chol zman makin na'isa, the Bezdin can hit him, can beat him up. Ad she yeme writes on me. So he says, I want to give her a get. V'yichtav a get, we'll get kosher. As a kosher get. The lomale bottle gets that. So Ram is, why isn't that get bottle? Why is that good? Shengho honest. He didn't give that willfully. So why is the get a kosher get? Shein I'm honest el misha nilchas v'nidcha glas adavish enem uchiyu v'natar la asayisa. He says, the only time that we say that somebody is forced, a Jew is forced, is when that person is in a situation where he's being forced to do something that the Torah is not mechayev him to do. Because in that case, he might not want to do it. You tell this guy, I want you to sell your watch. And the guy says, I don't want to sell my watch. So then you take out a gun, you say, might want to reconsider. So that's not a mechayev, that's not a sale. Why? Because he doesn't have, the Torah never said he has to sell his watch to this guy. So in the pnimius, he doesn't want to sell the watch. So that's not a sale. But when the Torah says to do something, to eat a piece of matzah, the Torah says, you have to give your wife a get, even though the guy's screaming, I don't want to. It's not really true. Avamisha tokfa yitzrei hara. When someone is caught up with his yitzahara, levato mitzvah, to go, not to do a mitzvah, alas is avera, to do an avera. Vuhuka ad she'osa dovra she'muchuyiv la'asayis, and he was beaten up till he did what he was supposed to do, the mitzvah, or to stay away from the avera. Right, he was beaten up not to do the Aveira. Ain't the honest momentum. That's not called duress. That's not called force. It's not called unwilling. Adarabba. Through the patch, we brought out his true rods. Elohu honest atzmei bedaita hera, the Rambam says. The onus was not to give a get. And who was forcing him not to give a get? His own craziness. His own Yetzirah was making him a sugar not to give a get. But his heart wanted to do the right thing. In his heart, he wanted to do the Ratz Natayr. The Ratz Natayr is that he gives a get. In his heart, he wanted to do that. Therefore, sometimes the guy needs a clap in order that he should come back to that place of who he really is. Therefore, this guy does not want to give a get. But he wants to be a Jew. Right to lasos kol ha-mitzvahs. The truth is, he really, really inside of himself wants to do all the mitzvahs. Ulis rachik min averus. He doesn't want to do averus. V'yitzor, who should talk for? That's the source of Issa. There's something strange and artificial. There's a mishagas that's keeping him from what he really wants. V'kevin shahuka shetoshash yisus. And once you hit him to weaken that koyach of the Yetzirah, because he's frightened and so on, and he's beaten. V'amar reitzani. Okay, reitzani. That's called midaraisa, that the gerushin, that the divorce was called mirat Sinai, that he did it lirat Sinai, that it was really, because that's really his rotzen. Back inside, vachinami, the last two lines, vachinami hamachshava shaloi lishma b'Yisrael. When a Jew has a machshava which is shaloi lishma, ena elamit sad hayetzer. Second page. That's from the Yetzer. What's the Yetzer? The Yetzer wants you to, tells you to have
what you like. To have hana. The Yetzer is interested in the person having pleasure. A person does something. We spoke about this many times. We do when a person doesn't have aveira, doesn't have pleasure from the aveira. B'shas Ma'isi has pleasure. I was talking to a guy last week that he's Hashem Yirachem. He's shakur. He's immersed in filth and pornography. Guy, Hashem Shabbos, he's sits in filth since he's 13, 14 years old. He's Isaac pornography. And I asked him. We're talking. I asked him, does that make you feel good? He says, no. I want to kill myself. And I've wanted to kill myself for many years. I'm just too afraid to do it. That's what he said to me. I want to kill myself. I don't think you're going to find a guy like that. Maybe he'll say such lashonis. I don't believe it. A guy, he goes to watch pornography. That's okay. That's fine. He's done. He watched it and it's finished. This guy tells me, I want to die. So why are you doing it? Asura should be easy. He doesn't know what to do. He's driven to such a thing. He doesn't know what to do. And he's been trying for years to get out somehow, not to do it. Now his wife left him, he told me. My wife found all kinds of stuff. My wife had it already. She found early years, and he promised he's not, and he did again, and went to therapist, and again, therapist, right, back and forth. So she's a nice lady, and she's had it. She feels she's married to some mushkas, so I can't go out with the children to have this guy in the house with me. I can't live like this. What's going on? The guy wants to die. Why does he feel so bad? He should be a big yontif. He's enjoying himself. He doesn't even b'shas ma'isi doesn't enjoy himself. B'shas ma'isi, he loathes himself, he hates himself. While he's turning the thing on, he's sick with himself. He hates himself. He's not happy. That's not how it is with the guy. The guy turns on the show. He watches the show and he sits there with his buddy and they're clapping. He doesn't go into a room hiding someplace in a cave or going dressed up, putting on some Groucho Marx mustache or some whatever, going someplace hiding. They go out, they go fancy and they go to watch. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Doesn't feel anything wrong. And this guy says he wants to die. Is that the Lev Yisrael? Lev Yisrael is Lavim Shemayim. The heart of a Jew is to the Bari Olam. And this person is caught between these two worlds. His heart is telling him the right thing. But when it comes down to it, he doesn't know what to do. And he can break through that. The cheshek and the rotsim, the person can break through that. And then he'll have siyata d'shmaya. But this is what happens. The person wants to have an asatzma. He wants to have pleasure. And the way the Yetzer works is that he thinks that when he does this, he's going to have pleasure. Even though you ask the guy, you've done this 50,000 times. You have pleasure. Does it feel good, especially afterwards? Now you feel like you want to die. So what? Does that feel good? A person, you have a guy smoking all the time. You ever see these people that are smoking, they're walking around coughing, they sound, a guy can be 45 years old, he sounds like he's about to die. He's just making sounds. It's much less now than it used to be. When they're growing up, there are people all over like that. They're rasping, they're coughing. There's a certain kind of cough that comes from cigarettes. So what? So you ask the guy, why do you do that? So what? I have such a gewaltige hana. What's the hana? The guy is coughing up blood. And he sees them making sounds and is looking at him, you can't breathe. He's going to take another cigarette. Have such a lot. Like they say, that joke about some guy that he met his friend from the old country and they came over. And it turns out that his friend, the guy that came to America first, became a rabbi over here in America. So the guy that now came off the boat, his old friend from Europe, said the money does, he says, I became a rabbi. He became a rabbi. Yeah, so why? You get paid? Paid? Are you kidding? They don't give me anything as they have going on over there, begging them for a pay. What is it? You must have with the Balabatim, biggest Rishon you ever met in your life. I can't even tell you what goes on with this guy. And there's going on, like all this stuff. So what do you get out of this? So he asks his friend, so what do you get out of this? He says, the covered is good. Covered. It feels good to be covered. I can make a person, it's a joke, but the person can be crazy from the Eitz Sahar. Make him Amish Meshug. And the joke, of course, the guy's telling him, the whole lot is behind this. I don't have any money. But someone, the ring in the ear, and someone says, Rabbi, even if he says, Rabbi, when are you going to leave us? Just that says, has a rabbi before. Has a certain ring. That he's soivel all of that. Just to say, that's the Hanah. But that's how we live in this world. What Hanah do we have from it? But that's the mishagas that a person has. But that's not really what a Jew is. Just let's finish the sentence. Avo mamake leiv de bnei Yisrael ena el l'shem shomar b'levad k'mei sh'omu gol of yidul l'shem shenei l'asher shesemcha Rav Shalom, you know that our deepest rotzen is only to do your will. Uchshiesh ma'ase b'poil gam kein sagi b'orach l'star for the rotzen shomar mamake leiv. And if a person does any ma'ase b'poil, even if he starts to, whatever, it's mistarf right away to whatever rotzen he had in his heart, and it's a good thing. We don't pay attention to that craziness that's done confusing him and mixing the person up. Therefore, the Sifshah Hechatimsa, that it's ki'ilu, the person did a good thing. He's able to get past that mishagas, to get past that dimion of the hanah that he's going to have in this world. I'll finish next time.